Concerns about trade are rattling markets again this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Market players say they have the uncertainty of the U.S. trade war on their minds again today, with Wall Street now trading on this Thursday morning. Let's check the early status. The Dow is down 289 points, 1.1%. Also, the S&P 500 down 1.1%. The NASDAQ is down 1.2%. The VIX, an index of stock market volatility, is up 10% this morning to a moderately volatile 16.5. There's a shift into bonds with the 10-year Treasury yield, a guide to medium-term interest rates, down at 2.34%. Supporters or critics of President Trump's policies will still want to hear the following analysis if they have any money at play. On Thursdays, we consult Diane Swonk. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been thinking and writing about this. You're on cable TV with this. The formulation, I mean, you haven't called it a Trump tax. Some see it that way. What's the idea?
Well, what we're seeing is there's so many changes in policy that literally a tweet can be a U-turn on policy in the direction of policy, most notably on trade, which the president does actually have an enormous amount of power over. He can invoke tariffs literally overnight or roll them back overnight. The volatility and the changes cause caution instead of confidence when making decisions. And more importantly, markets have sort of gotten accustomed to whenever they go down, the president will then walk back his rhetoric a bit and allow them to rally.
So a cost to this unpredictability, a kind of friction in the system. But Diane, I mean, if the trade war works, China will reform its trade practices and IP practices. That might mean benefits to U.S. companies and U.S. workers.
Well, that would be the ideal. The problem is with a bilateral agreement, anytime China sort of doesn't quite meet our expectations, which the probability of that happening and them cheating is fairly high, the only retaliation is to do tariffs again. So in many ways, the bilateral agreements we're having are institutionalizing trade wars going forward.
Food for thought from Diane Swonk. She's the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won a decisive victory. His BJP party has a new majority in India's parliament. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, has been covering the election this month from New Delhi. She says Modi was expected to win, but not by this much.
Well, I think there is surprise at just how well the BJP has done because they've had a mixed record in governing. They've brought in a lot of reforms, but those reforms haven't been very smooth in terms of their economic impact. So instead of creating jobs, there's been a negative impact on jobs. The question marks are going to be around the kind of protectionism India traditionally embraces. How far is that going to go under a Modi government? And the other big question is more of a question about culture, politics, rhetoric, and that is whether or not Modi is going to start being more vocal and more hands-on about protecting minorities and therefore kind of cementing India's very proud, liberal, tolerant culture. That's been a very mixed picture over the last 5 years, and that's something that not just, you know, ordinary people, but businesses are also going to be watching.
The BBC's Anu Anand. James in Bridgewater, New Jersey, wrote to express his appreciation for the way that Marketplace presents business and economic news at the everyman and everywoman level and offers insights not provided by other news outlets. Now, if you agree with James, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to James and everyone who makes our work possible.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Margarine is not butter, but it's also true they call those foam packing things peanuts, and we all know not to nibble on them. Lawmakers in Louisiana are debating when food products can be called rice. This with new products like cauliflower rice bugging growers of rice. Lane Kaplan-Levinson has the story.
Jeff Durand is crawling into a massive grain silo on his rice farm in St. Martinville, Louisiana. His family's been farming rice for 40 years.
Well, you know, we take a lot of pride in growing a good, clean, quality rice crop.
But now there's something else on the market calling itself rice. Cauliflower.
Don't call it rice. It's not rice.
Louisiana is the country's third largest rice-producing state, and Durand worries about his bottom line. Now, the trade group that represents rice nationwide is fighting to limit what can be called rice.
There's no such thing as cauliflower rice.
That's Michael Klein with USA Rice. He supports Louisiana Senate Bill 152. It provides for truth in labeling of agricultural products. Klein says,
rice is a grain, not a shape.
And he says calling cauliflower rice is misleading, and it could confuse consumers who might be
buying these products by mistake.
So you think you're buying, let's say, frozen fried rice, and then you go home and realize you bought a bag of minced vegetables. Michael Robbins is a consultant with the Plant-Based Foods Association. He says,
consumers are not confused. They know exactly what they're buying.
He says the bill is just an attack on a new, fast-growing industry. According to Nielsen data, sales of cauliflower rice brought in $104 million last year, a 50% increase from the year before.
And we believe the numbers will be even better for this year.
But those sales are still much lower than traditional rice sales in 2018. That reached $2.2 billion nationwide, up about 4% from the previous year. I go to a local grocery store and find Holly Barrett perusing the freezer section. The store sells cauliflower rice, but she doesn't buy it.
If the native ingredient is not rice, which we happily grow here, then it's not okay.
She supports the bill. Similar measures have already passed in Arkansas and Missouri and are being challenged in court. If it passes in Louisiana, it's likely the courts will also have to decide if rice is a grain or shape. In New Orleans, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson for Marketplace.
This week, we've been looking at medical evidence that some healthy people, as they age, become more vulnerable to fraud. Today, the story of the young man desperate to get through to his mom. She's been sending money to an emailer claiming to be a U.S. soldier serving overseas. The son says it's tens of thousands of dollars, even though the emailer's always a no-show at every face-to-face meeting, including on a planned trip to Jerusalem.
And they were going to elope there, and so she sent somewhere around 15 to 20,000 to arrange that marriage and everything. And then he supposedly was in a firefight and got wounded.
Yeah, if you miss it on the air today, marketplace.org will have that story, plus other practical resources about aging and financial vulnerability, including a list to share with people of the top scams, something experts say can help inoculate people, at the Marketplace APM YouTube channel. If you'd like to subscribe, I've got a video about how to have the big talk with loved ones. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.